Moncrief on News Talk.
You heard it in Eamon's voice there when he was giving you the temperatures. Finally, a bit of heat today. But with that comes another challenge, sweat, particularly sweaty feet, which of course can stink a bit. To save your embarrassment and possibly your relationship, we're joined by podiatrist Niall Donoghue from the Cure Spa Clinic in Goatstown in Dublin. Afternoon, Niall.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Are there just some people, unfortunately, who tend more towards sweatiness than others?
There are, you know, and it is, I would definitely see it in the clinic more at this time of the year. Once the temperature goes up, we just sweat more. It's part of our endocrine system. It's part of our body and how we regulate our own body temperature. But for some people, you know, it is a little bit more difficult, and we can get a condition called a hyperhidrosis, which is excessive sweating in the feet. Some people get it in the palmar hydrosis, but as a podiatrist, I would get to see it in the feet. And some people are really suffering. You know, it wouldn't be that uncommon to get a patient sitting in front of me, and literally when the shoes and socks come off, that it's dripping onto the paper beneath their feet. So,
oh God,
yeah, it's tough. It is tough.
Yeah. Also, I would imagine if your feet are that sweaty, they're kind of slippery. It's dangerous from that point of view as well.
It depends on what you're standing on. You know, if you're going around in sliders, for example, where there's nothing to absorb that sweat that's coming from the sole, that would be quite slippy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
God save us tonight. Now, in terms of what that can lead to, would your first concern if somebody comes in with a pair of really sweaty feet that a fungal infection is perhaps imminent?
Yeah, it can be, you know, patients will present like with a hyperhidrosis, and it's relatively normal. There's no smell from it or anything like that. But you do get patients coming in and they're suffering from what we call a bromhidrosis. That's a malodorous smell coming from it, and that's as a result of three things really. One, it is that there's bacteria present on the skin. The second thing is that, you know, what we spoke about there, that there's too much sweating. And then the third factor is that there's an environmental irritant or causative factor as well. And that those three things need to be looked at in order to cure it or to get rid of it.
Yeah. And what would be the environmental factor there?
Well, the environmental is where are the feet, what's surrounding the feet? Are they an athlete playing football all the time, and a lot of the shoes that are on the market now, particularly footballers' boots and that, like, they're particularly synthetic, so it's like having like a latex glove just on your feet for hours upon hours, and that sweat is just getting backed up and it's got nowhere to go, so it just clings and harbors onto the skin. So that's an example of an environmental factor.
Yeah, and I suppose people might think that, okay, it's a sunny day, my feet sweat a lot or even a little bit, and that the best thing to do is to wear some sort of sandal. Is that necessarily the case?
Well, a sandal, it will, you know, kicking off the shoes and just letting the feet breathe is a particularly good thing to do. But we would get patients coming in and, you know, they say, you know, "No, what's going on? I'm wearing my sandals all the time. And it's still not going." But then the reason why it's not going is they're standing on a sheet of plastic. So there's nothing there to wick that sweat away. So as strange as it sounds, you are better off wearing a sock with your sandals, believe it or not. And that will absorb some of the sweat, and it'll just evaporate off into the atmosphere. But you know, it's not something you want to be doing. Is wearing socks with your sandals. So we try to look at other treatments and other ways to do it. So there's a couple of very, very effective things to do.
Yeah, I think Paul Mescal does it now, so it's perfectly acceptable to wear socks with your sandals.
Yeah.
Even at that, Niall, should you, you know, if you're in that situation where perhaps it's better for you to wear socks, what kinds of socks are better?
You're better off wearing something that is absorbent, because that sweat has to go somewhere. So it's better off not going into the shoe and rotting out your shoes. We would get some, you know, I've seen patients that go out and they buy really, really expensive leather shoes, and in 6 months' time, they've literally rotted through the stitching because they're wearing a very, very thin sock, for example.
Oh.
So it's not absorbing any of that sweat. It's going straight into the leather, and then you're throwing out those lovely shoes sooner than later, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So yeah, a good absorbent sock. There's some twin skin double layered socks out at the moment, and so that is one good way to do it. Another really good way, Sean, is just to wash the feet in an antibacterial soap. So the patients can go in and they can buy Hibby Scrub. Hibby Scrub is available over the counter in the pharmacy, and that's typically the stuff that your doctor or your clinician will wash their hands with prior to surgery. So that's an antibacterial. You're getting rid of that bacteria that's on the skin. Some of the bacteria, Sean, it's called a Brevi bacteria. So it gives off this odor, and it gives off a cheese smelling odor, which is terrible. But that's where it's coming from. So if you get that cheesy smell off your feet and you're suffering from hyperhidrosis, it has a bacterial infection on the skin also. And so that's where your Hibby Scrub would come in to counteract that.
Yeah. Is there anything to be said for just spraying your feet with antiperspirant?
Absolutely, yeah. You can get an antiperspirant spray, but it should have aluminium chloride in it. So look on the ingredients. If you go aluminium chloride in your antiperspirant, it's a good treatment as well. It's not a cure, but it's a treatment.
Now, I suppose not everybody has lots of pairs of shoes, but ideally, is it better to have lots of pairs of shoes and to rotate them and give them a chance to kind of, you know, dry out?
They'll dry out. If you change your shoes, they will dry out, because there's nothing worse than, you know, having this bromhidrosis or hyperhidrosis and you put all your effort into it, and then you go back to that reservoir of infection, i.e. shoes. So if you have multiple shoes and you allow them and you rotate them, that is a good way to be, instead of just going to the same shoes day in, day out.
Yeah, somebody, one of our listeners wants to know, have you any tips on getting the smell out of the shoes?
Well, that's probably gone the path of no return. I would say give it a go. Let them dry out. You can put the some deodorant into it, but a lot of the time that's just masking it, you know. So if the shoes aren't expensive and you don't mind parting with them, I think I would bin them.
Yeah.
Start again.
Somebody else wants to know, does sweat cause bunions?
No, I've never. No, they don't. Like, a bunion is a bony deformity that develops over years. So those two are not related or connected in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, similarly, and I suspect you're going to give the same answer, pedicures for getting rid of the hard skin on feet, or is that purely an aesthetic treatment?
Do you know what? It's actually pretty good. You know, a lot of the bacteria and that'll harbour around dead skin, and sometimes you get this skin where you'll get double layers on it, and then the bacteria will hide in behind that. So yeah, absolutely, removing excess skin conservatively with a pedicure or a clinical pedicure. We offer clinical pedicures in this practice here, and it definitely makes a difference. We're using little scrubs, and just lightly debriding and taking away all the dead skin is definitely beneficial, yes.
Yeah, and like, for people who have a severe case of this, might Botox be an answer?
Botox is effective. It's relatively short-lived. It's not a service that I offer, but I don't mind seeing patients and then setting up a referral pathway for patients. But it's painful as well. You have to mix it with the local anaesthetic and that, and you have to go into multiple points on the sole of the feet. So I would be looking at exhausting every other avenue first, and then maybe going down that road.
Yeah. Now, are there any things people shouldn't do where you're only going to make it worse?
Anything that will, if you look at bacteria and if you look at the fungus, and the type of environment that they like is a moist environment and a dark environment. So you do get some people, and they will rub a cream into it. And when you look at that, you're actually adding moisture to an area that's already moisturized. So the bacteria and the fungus, they love that. So, yeah, you want to stay away from moisturizers if you've got a bromhidrosis or a hyperhidrosis.
Yeah. Niall, that was very informative. And thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Niall Donoghue there, a podiatrist from the Cure Spa Clinic in Goatstown in Dublin. And I suppose just demonstrating what Niall was saying. Someone says, I know a lad who bought an expensive pair of leather sandals for the holidays. They absorbed every bead of sweat that ran into them. So after a couple of days, he had to bin them as they became cesspits of stink. He was disgusted, as were we all, actually. Yes, indeed. I wonder what he wore next.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.